Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you what to do when people throw angry words at you. As long as we live in the family, do businesses, go to school, and in fact, live in human society, stand on queues in banks, stand on queues wherever, or even sit close to people in church, you will always interact with people. There are all kinds of people. They come with different characteristics and different abilities and things like that. That is not a problem, except that the problem is that sometimes their actions and reactions are not favorable. That is to say, they talk to you in a manner you do not like. Even some of them love you, but they get angry and say things they shouldn't say and talk to you in a manner that is not in keeping with what is right to do. My focus today is to show you what to do when people throw angry words at you. Maybe somebody calls you idiots because you say, "Oga, I was here before you. Why are you not jumping the queue?" Or somebody now decides to fight you in class because you say, "I came to class before you. I just went to ease myself and you replaced me on the chair." Or your wife comes back home and begins to talk to you in a manner you don't think is okay, or even your husband. Whichever person is talking to you in manners that is not okay, by throwing angry words, bitter words at you, there is a way to cope with them. There are all kinds of people on earth. You will meet different kinds, you meet all manner of people. Their reactions and the way they live life is none of your business in reality. Yes, it will affect you if they are bad, but please understand this. You cannot control what they say to you. You cannot control how they behave. You cannot control the manner they choose to live their lives. I mean, it's their lives and they have the right to live it the way they choose to. However, there's one thing I am certain you can control, and that is how you react to their lifestyle, how you react to their words, and how you react to their mannerism. This is where you have the power to walk and act, and I expect that you should please exercise that power to act to the fullness. The point I'm making is this. People can throw angry words at you, but your reaction to them is what makes all the difference. I would like to let you know this. If they say idiot, you say even you idiot, your father idiot, your generation idiot, what you end up doing is that you end up causing a sin in that place and you end up revenging. When Jesus Christ said, "Do not pay back evil for evil." When the Bible even said, "A kind word turns away anger." Yes, you have begun to go against the teachings of God. You have begun to go against God's values and what God expects us to do as His children. The point I'm making is this. People will always say things you don't like to you. It's not as if I'm wishing you bad things. Don't even begin to say this 2017. Nobody will say bad things to me. I mean, don't bother saying that prayer. It's like saying that, "Father, in this 2017, no conductor will talk to me rashly." Where will you get that kind of conductor? Because don't think this guy doesn't have it. I do. I mean, people can change. But please, what I'm saying in essence is this. While we pray for things like that, you just begin to ask yourself, how do I manage myself when even I encounter people like this, when they behave in this manner to me? First thing I want to tell you is this, is that you have to respond to them calmly. That is the best response to angry words thrown out to you. The wisest king that ever lived, King Solomon, said, "A kind answer turns away anger." What it means is this. If somebody looks at you and felt that the way you told him to shift, the way you told him that this is not his position, he doesn't like it, and say, "You are an idiot, you are a nincompo." Now, he's already angry. That's maybe why he's acting that way. Or maybe you didn't even do anything to warrant that kind of talk. Yeah, sometimes it happens. And you start wondering, like, what's wrong with this man? Like, are you out of your mind? You know, you say that things like that. Now, let me tell you something. That is wrong response. In fact, I'm telling you this because I've been in that condition before. And I saw myself asking a woman, "Madam, are you stupid?" Because she said something and I said that there's no need for this. "Madam, calm down." I was trying to calm her down to explain what happened. She was just ranting and speaking English. I said, "Listen, man, what's your problem? Is it that you're stupid or something?" It was that day that it occurred to me clearly that "are you stupid" is not a question. It's actually a polite way of telling somebody you are stupid. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you this is this. The woman may have responded badly. Of course, after that day, I began to learn how do I respond in this kind of situation so that I wouldn't have to ask somebody, "Are you stupid?" Particularly somebody who is older than you, is embarrassing and insulting. Of course, I felt so bad that day. I had to look for the woman to go apologize. It took like 2 weeks for me to see her again, but I had to do that. Now, how do I train myself so that I don't respond in that fashion another time? I began to ask myself, and one of those thoughts that occurred to me that day was, the Bible said that a nice response turns away anger. And I say, I think this is the scriptural truth. But then how do I begin to talk to people nicely? I say, I realize I have to retrain my mind, because your response in such conditions is what is default for you. That is, what comes out of you naturally depends on the way you have trained your mind. And I say, fine. I began to explain to myself, you see, in life, you can meet people early in the morning and they're angry. They're angry not because you did anything to them. They're angry because they have a husband that offended them. They're angry because they have not paid them. Maybe they're working in one state that they have not paid their civil servants for how many months. Now, they may be angry because, I mean, the recession is biting them harder than it's biting others. They may be angry for all kinds of things. Therefore, when people talk to me in a manner that is not okay, that I didn't expect them, I will excuse them and say, well, you don't know what they are going through. They are just reacting. At least they didn't kill anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying to say I'm a superhuman, but now, when you talk to me in that manner, most times I don't answer you. I look at you with pity. I say, man, this woman, obviously something is wrong. Who knows whether her husband denied her something at night? You understand what I'm saying? Now, I just tell myself that thing so that I don't say, man, I'm an idiot. How can you talk to me like that? You understand what I'm saying? Now, these are things you begin to train your mind, and you also help yourself see this. A lot of people, the way they react and respond to situations is just because of their condition or their background. They are not exposed. If they were exposed, they will know that there is a way you don't talk to people. If they were exposed, they will know there's a way not to react to people. If they were exposed, they will know there's a better way of behaving towards people. And you don't do certain things to certain people. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you just excuse them and say, well, I have the privilege of going to school and getting exposure, but this one doesn't have, and that's why she behaves in this fashion. Therefore, let me just forgive her and let it be. Do you understand what I'm saying? These are things you do. It helps you to forgive people easily. It helps you to not to react out of anger. And then again, I want to tell you this. If you settle down and learn this thing that, I don't have to pay back. I mean, answering her back, does it change what she has said to me? Instead, I'll just try to calm down and contain it. These are things you just begin to talk to yourself when you are not under pressure, when nobody is abusing you, when you're able to talk to yourself in that manner and get to the point where, your mind has been trained not to react out of anger. Then you have indeed got to that point where you can be in control of how you respond to people. What's the point I've made? As long as you live on this earth, you encounter all kinds of people. While you cannot control how they talk to you, you can control one thing, how you respond. And that's why I say, calm response wins all the time. It's not easy to talk calmly, particularly when there's no reason why somebody should talk to you in that manner. But this is what you have to do. You have to train your mind over time. Begin to condition your mind. Begin to learn the right things about the fact that, you have to endure. You have to be patient with people. You have to tolerate people. You have to understand that they come from different backgrounds. When you feel you have this understanding, it helps you not to react out of anger to people. It helps you to calm down when people do things you consider dumb, so that you don't talk to them, are you out of your mind? You understand what I'm saying? So when you're able to condition your mind and train it properly, you are almost certain when you come under pressure, you are able to withstand the temptation to throw back angry words to someone who has given you angry words.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.